factor of coal power for it in the yard. Causing it to wiggle. Pick it. Carry it to the gin, have it to the gin. Bail. Ready to sink.
My goodness.
You know a lot about it.
What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it? Anything special? What kinds of fences do you know that people have around yards and gardens? What do you call the little wooden
pickets?
What's the fence made of twisted wire with sharp points on it? The kind that might catch your child's pants on when he tries to get it. What would you call the kind of fence made of split rails laid in zigzag? When you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the post. What would you call just one of those things?
Post.
What would you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field? You have a nice tea set. You say it's made out of crystal.
Cut glass.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what kind of an egg would you put in her nest to fool her?
China egg?
What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Metal.
What would you carry milk in?
Same thing, I guess.
Would you call it something else if the, if that kind of container was made of tin or galvanized metal or plastic? Or would you just call them all buckets? What kind of container do people use to carry food to the pigs? Or what do they call that? That they put the waste food from the kitchen into.
Bucket and can, I guess.
What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
What's it made out of?
Our.
Did you ever see one in an old fireplace with legs on it?
No.
What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil clothes?
Hot.
Would you use it for anything else, like boiling potatoes?
Could be.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
Flower pot.
And would you call it, what would you call the ones that you put cut flowers in?
Vase.